This is a Niche Radio podcast. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log in to www.nicheradio.co.za.
Welcome to part two of the economic impact of the coronavirus. Now, it's very important to realize, firstly, first and foremost, that this is unlike nothing that has ever happened in the past 75 years or so. This whole virus pushed the economy into a recession, and it's far worse than even the 2008 financial crisis. So, for example, if you look at things like car sales, dealerships, it's so sad to actually see some of the dealerships closed, and also some of them literally the car salesmen are in the street waiting to sell cars, you know, to whoever. In terms of markets, specifically the stock markets, this is the worst crash since 1987. Not even 2008, because 2008 was very intense. But of acquisitions, as you know, we've also noted that the coronavirus also affected the retail industry to such point that, you know, companies such as the Foschini Group reported loss, actually. That's why they're looking for opportunities, such as there's a kind deal that's happening now where they want to buy the Jet brand, buy the Jet company for 480 million rand. So this deal is currently in the pipeline, and administrators that were handling the business rescue for Jet have accepted the offer. And this means also that, you know, if the value of the stock holdings has significantly changed at the time of, you know, so basically at the sale date, if the price significantly changes, then they're going to have to relook it, which is fair, because if you think about, you know, everything that's happening now, prices might significantly change by the end of the deal. So they're basically going to acquire 371 commercially viable Jet stores from Edcon for that amount that I mentioned. And, you know, just like in any deal where the company is acquired, it will be placing its own key executives and management onto the Jet board, and they will re-strategize on how to go, you know, grow their brand and make it part of the fitting culture for the Foschini Group. So basically different policies, different strategies, different people will be managing the Jet stores once the deal is finalized. And this will obviously mean that Jet will be now part of the family or under the Foschini Group. So basically the proposed transaction enables Foschini to acquire selected parts of the Jet business. And, you know, at this rate, what they're offering is a very attractive price. And although they faced like a retail turnover decline of that 43%, with the period ending in June 27, 2020, compared to last year, for example, it's a really good deal currently. Even though they're still going to face and experience, you know, significant economic pressure because of the virus and everything that's happening now. And if you were to look at the Foschini Group share price, which, by the way, the code, the JSE code is TFG, you'd see that in the past 5 years, it has declined more than 53%, 53.24% to be exact. So this can really be, you know, a good way for the two companies to just find a way and re-strategize and come up with a, you know, a contingency plan of how they're going to grow together, you know. Yes, some of you also may be aware, the tax season is upon us, and, you know, individual tax, company tax, whatever kind of tax that you need to file with SARS, you need to make sure that you do that. Otherwise, penalties for late tax return submissions are real and can accumulate very, very, very quickly. This is when you find people owing millions and millions of rands to SARS, such as this guy that recently, you know, he owed, I'm not sure of the exact amount, but then he had about like 2 million in his own personal account. And literally SARS came into the account via the bank, his own bank, and took the money. And now he's trying to sue. And then they're like, no, you can't, because, you know, you have to give Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Basically, you know. So when does the tax season for 2020 for individuals start. It starts on the 1st of September 2020. And I just want to elaborate on some of the things that, you know, that involve tax. So the current tax year was March, the 1st of March 2020 to 28 February 2021. And this is called a tax year because the tax year is named by the year in which it ends. Companies are allowed to have a tax year ending on the same date as the last day of their financial year. It's important to know such definitions also. And just to add one more, like, what are tax tables? So tax tables can also be known as tax brackets, and they are tools utilized by SARS to indicate the amount of tax due by a taxpayer based on income received. So basically, if you were to look at it from another angle, it shows the taxpayer the tax rate he or she will pay on each portion of their income. So they change every year, and I think they're available on the website for SARS if you want to look at them. And they have different kinds. So this can be for individual taxpayers, for businesses, for trusts, etc.
For more, visit www.nicheradio.co.za.